Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we are back here at 9 o'clock. We're having a problem with getting Judge Ostrepsky here. What's going on with this gentleman? He is one of our finest callers. He is our New York advocate.
I think he's turned his phone off.
He does not want to talk about Keith Hernandez.
Al and I were discussing. We're running into this problem. Yeah, he has his notification silence.
And they don't know that it's off.
Sometimes they don't know that they've done it.
This would drive me incredibly mad, but I do it all the time myself.
Yes.
All the time. I'm almost unreachable after 10.
How do you not know this?
I'm not. Al, we're going to talk about cell phones later in the hour. A guy dove into third base and his cell phone went flying.
I saw that.
Right, and I want to talk about that because do you think other players are
it's
using
against
cell
the rules?
Phones? It is against the rules.
Oh yeah, that's a violation. Yeah.
What would happen if when he was on second he called his mom?
She told him to come home. That's why he went to third next.
There you go, Josie. I didn't even think of that. Josie, let me run one thing by you. We'll see if we can still get John on. Jonesy, we always love to tell people. That man, back in the day,
yes,
those guys were so much smarter,
yes,
classy and all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And now we got two guys from the era of the 1970s and 80s who made complete asses of themselves.
Yes, they did.
All right. One, Keith Hernandez, I just played that. I did not get your take on Mr. Pete Rose, all right? Oh. I just want to – this guy comes back. Jonesy, you know this. I asked you before the show. I said – when you're doing a game, every once in a while they bring somebody into the booth.
Yeah, it happens.
Right? They know before they put him in the booth with the regular announcers whether the guy's a smacked ass, don't they?
Yeah, you usually do.
Well, what?
I don't know.
Do you have any idea what NBC Sports was thinking?
I think they would have been surprised. I know they'd be shocked what he said.
Right.
I don't think they expected that out of him.
Because we all give way more credit to previous generation for being way better representatives of humanity.
Yeah, because you right? And they've lived longer. You would think they would at some point.
All right. So anyway, just listen to Pete Rose. Give me your – this was at the news conference after a woman had asked him about the fact that he has already acknowledged on the record he slept with a girl that was underage, all right? He thought she was 16, but she was 14. And then he comes to his news conference, he says that. Yeah, we're going to stop there. I'm sorry, I have to cut this short. We're putting him in the booth in front of a live mic for an inning. He was so bad in the inning that when NBC Sports Philadelphia did the replay, there was no sixth inning. They just removed the entire inning. These old-time guys, they're way overrated. But on the line with us is our good friend, the host of New York, New York at The Ringer and Spotify, John Jastrzebski is here. Hi, John.
Good morning. How are you, Angela? What's happening, sir?
I thought you were ghosting me, John.
No, I would never do such a thing. You can blame me, dopey iPhones, because it went right to do not disturb, and you don't even see the call, for goodness sake.
It's not right. All right, John. So we got this Pete Rose debacle. What was your thought on that when he came out and just made a complete ass of himself in Philadelphia? What'd you think of that?
I got to be honest, man. I felt bad.
Yeah?
I felt bad, man. You know, like Pete Rose, listen, I know he's Cincinnati royalty, maybe more so than Philadelphia. But, you know, the idea of seeing him out there, he's all disheveled. It was just like, it was cringeworthy, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, I saw that. Looked awful, but brutal, man. Brutal.
All right, so let's talk about New York's representative from that era, Mr. Keith Hernandez. John, this jackass comes out and says he doesn't want to do the Phillies games because they don't play the game the right way. What'd you think of that?
Angela, as you know, I am also an employee of SNY. So you may see my wonderful mug on the Mets channel from time to time.
Oh, and look, all right.
You didn't know that. There you go. You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Keith is going to be Keith. That's what it boils down to. Whether you love it or not, the guy says what is on his mind. He is going to take some shots. He is going to let you know if the Mets are playing poorly, which they are not right now because they never lose. I mean, it's ridiculous what they're doing right now. So I know the folks in Philadelphia are not going to be happy with one Keith Hernandez. But I can tell you, that's Keith being Keith. You know, like Manny being Manny? That's Keith being Keith.
All right, but John, Keith being Keith is fine, but it's not like he had a pure record
You're
of his own as a player.
You're not going to drag John into that when
John,
he's a co-worker, are
don't
you?
Don't be doing that stuff about doing things the right way with your past. He's got his own problems. He's going to St. Louis to be honored, and he was suspended a year for copious use of cocaine. John Jastrzemski, don't be putting the higher ground when you're Keith Hernandez when you got your own problems. You agree with that?
Well, I guess what you are telling me, Angelo, is that Keith Hernandez is not going to be getting a warm ovation and a salute from the Philly fanatic the next time he comes to town.
He's toast, John. You let him know. Let your colleague know. And tell him one other thing for me, John. He sucked on Seinfeld, too. How's that?
Oh, wow. You did not like his cameo with Elaine Bennett.
No. All right, let me get to one thing now. Because the Mets recently had their own alumni weekend and invited Lenny Dykstra, right?
No, I think they disinvited him.
Did he ever appear, John? Has Dykstra ever been back to the Mets since he went off the deep end?
You know, I don't think so.
All right.
That's a great question. Off the top of my head, I honestly don't remember.
Right.
I know he was not. Was he at the 86 celebration?
No,
because
Sue Schilling texted me on Monday.
Yeah, she's disinvited.
She's a massive Mets fan, and she said they had their 86 World Series event, and they disinvited Lenny.
See, this is
that
the thing.
Sense.
Yeah,
you got to not bring back these guys that are whacked out. You can't do it.
Yeah, because it's tough. I know, like, the Yankees have gone through this in the past. There are issues with steroid guys. But, like, the steroid guys, listen, the steroid guys don't even scratch the surface with some of these other lunatics that are out there, for goodness sake.
So true.
And there's something like the Yankees don't even invite Clemens back, for goodness sake. Which is a joke, by the way.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Let me get to this story about Kevin Durant. It appears he suddenly has a love for Philadelphia. Do you see any way he ends up with the Sixers?
I would say no, but I don't think anybody has a clue, Ange, on what's going on with Kevin Durant, because he clearly wants out. The Nets have all the leverage. He's got 4 years left on his contract. And you're hearing the Celtics. You're hearing the Sixers. You've heard the Miami Heat in the past. I mean, these are all Eastern Conference teams. I mean, if I'm Joe Tsai and if I'm Nets brass, I'm saying screw you. You got 4 more years on a contract. Show up to work. Bottom line, I mean, Kevin Durant, they have done everything in their power to appease this guy. And I get it. He's a top 20 player of all time. You know, he's won a couple of finals MVPs. The way he's handled the situation has been embarrassing. And listen, I'm no fan of the Nets. I am actually taking some great satisfaction in what has happened with the Brooklyn Nets, if we're being perfectly honest.
Yeah.
But the idea that he is going to demand that he's got to be out of here, give me a break. If they did everything for you, it's a joke. It's a total joke.
John, I'm getting the sense nobody actually wants to play with Ben Simmons.
Well, I guess Ben Simmons chases you away. You know, it's like it's like that Kardashian effect. That's what it boils down to. Once you go down that road and you get dumped, it's tough to recover.
John Jastrzemski, although I'll say this, of all the Kardashians, John, Kendall's the best. That's
hands down. No question. No question. Not going to fight you there.
I have found common ground with John Jastrzemski.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.